Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside.
And I'm John Wine.
Like the drink, I married a great name and man.
We've been married for 21 years.
But we've been together for 29 years.
We have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy.
John is a petroleum engineer.
And Amy's a marriage therapist.
We have decided to try and work together, bringing you this podcast. We know from experience that relationships aren't perfect, far from it.
And Amy has worked with hundreds of couples in a large private practice in Texas.
You can get those sparks aflying with some tips and tricks we've learned by making a lot of marriage mistakes.
And from all of Amy's professional work with couples, hey, you should be married to a marriage therapist.
So if you want to have a marriage on fire,
here we go.
Hi, guys. My name is Allison Wine, and I'm actually Amy and John's kid. I'm their oldest. Currently, I am a rising senior at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, and I am coming to you live from my childhood closet in Houston, Texas, where it seems to be the only place I can find any peace and quiet around here, considering we are all working from home now, doing school from home now, and it seemed to be the only solace that I had away from barking dogs, people slamming kitchen cabinets, people talking really loud on the phone, etc., etc. So I can't even promise that you're not going to hear any of that in the background, but that's real life. We're all in this situation together right now. So if you're wondering where the heck is Amy and John, I'm actually taking over for them today. They are on vacation and they asked me to fill in while they tapped out for a bit, and I gladly said yes because I want to do everything I can to make their lives a little bit easier right now. They deserve a break with all of this absolute insanity going on in the world. Also, my education is in social work, so I do have a pretty similar education to my mom. She obviously has quite a few more years of experience on me than I do, but I am a social work major at Belmont University again, which basically, for those who aren't necessarily familiar with the field of social work, we're basically learning how to become professional helpers so we can be the best advocates, the best educators, the best proponents of social justice we can be in a wide variety of circumstances. Me personally, I would love to eventually work with women who have experienced domestic violence or sexual assault as an advocate in the legal system. So that's kind of my dream right now. That's my perspective. But a lot of my background and training is on family systems and emotions and processing emotions and how can we build strong relationships with one another that uphold the individual's dignity and worth and also just acknowledge the value that human relationships have on our life. So that is a little bit of background about me. And so knowing a lot about families and communication and how we can best be communicating with one another, especially during times of crisis and times where our lives don't look similar, I really want to talk about how you can best comfort your kids during this pandemic. Even myself, like, I was completely uprooted from my life in Nashville seemingly overnight, because it was overnight. It was a very immediate change. Even though I wasn't a graduating senior, like, I have still experienced a lot of loss and grief. Like, I am grieving over missed out experiences, whether it's the daily lunches I would get with my friends and my friends who were graduating, missing out on that time with them, and also just things like this entire semester, me and a group of social work students have like slaved over this research paper and policy, and we were going to go present this policy in our argument to the Tennessee General Assembly, and that got canceled. Just and presenting research and all these presentation opportunities, and even I am in a sorority, so missing out on things like our semi-formal and chapter and etc. And even though those things don't seem as big as a graduation, they still mean a lot to us. They hold a lot of value. So from a college perspective, I feel like we, really college kids, are in such a time of uncertainty right now. We're kind of living at home, we're kind of not living at home, and like even in my circumstance, like I'm paying rent for a house, I'm not living in Nashville, and it's just a whole lot of confusion and a whole lot of grief no matter where you're at in your time in college. And even high school, middle school, elementary school, there's still loss there too. Whether it's like school was a super safe place for you and you really enjoyed it, or even if you were just like to be there to be around your friends, it can be really hard and confusing to not have those experiences. And again, I think looking at social media recently, a lot of our emphasis is on students missing their graduation, missing their last few months of whatever respective school they were at, if they were in middle school, going to high school, elementary to middle, so on and so forth, which is great. And I totally understand why that's an emphasis, because that is a huge loss. But I think we also, it's important to know that even if society doesn't view your spring musical being canceled or your senior prom or things like, I'm trying to think of other things, like sporting events, like soccer and small things like that being canceled, that kids and teens and young adults, we still view those events that we missed as big life events, even though it's not like the stereotypical graduation. So I mean, just even going more into loss, some specific loss that your kids might be experiencing right now is loss of social connection. For many of us, school and college right now at this point in our life, like that is our main way we connect with others socially. And social connection is amazing for things like mental health, reduced anxiety, you're generally a little bit more active and wanting to move and get out of your house more. People who are more socially connected are happier, live longer. Like the benefits of being socially connected are nearly limitless, and it's hard for kids right now to be cooped up inside and not really having that option to see people they love outside of their family, because especially for kids and especially adolescents, we can love our family, but we view those people outside of us as parts of our family too. So it's really hard to feel that disconnect there from the world socially. And even me in college, I live 12, 14 hours away from my friends, and I'm just in that weird life stage where I'm not super connected to people in my hometown anymore, and Nashville feels like my home, and I just love the environment, I love the city, and I love the people of Nashville. So it's hard for me to feel socially disconnected in that way, knowing that my friends are back in Nashville right now, just the environment I want to be living in is in Nashville, and I've been totally uprooted from that and back in Houston. So that has also been really, really hard for me. And also young adults, adolescents, teens, kids as young as 2, we thrive off of routine. I mean, all humans do, but especially kids growing up, we thrive on routine. And adults and married couples, since that is what this podcast for married couples who have families, like, your routines have been overthrown and so have ours, and we're struggling in the exact same ways as you. And I think sometimes it's hard for adults, very understandably, like, this is an understandable thing that happens, it's hard for adults to remember the mindset they had when they were my age, a 20-year-old kid and younger, and often we struggle in the exact same ways that adults do, and I think sometimes that disconnect exists there. So if you're struggling with a loss of routine, I guarantee you your kids are absolutely struggling with the loss of routine. And even if you have been super mom, super dad, and have worked really hard to create a routine for your kids, it's hard because it's not normal. We've only been doing this for about 2-3 months at this point. And think about how long you've developed those routines beforehand. Like, years? Like, probably since they were born, you've developed those exact same routines. So it's really hard to overthrow that in 2 to 3 months. So we're really struggling. Just as a recap, we're struggling with things like loss of social connection, loss of those really valuable experiences, whether it's graduation or just the day-to-day of school. And we're really not doing great with a whole loss of routine. We parents are struggling with the exact same things as you are. So really, when you're wanting to comfort your kids during this pandemic, the best thing you can do for any child is validate their emotions. I think it can be really, really easy to push those emotions down or, like, want them to calm down, because emotions are a lot to deal with. Like, it is not easy to deal with the emotions of others. That is why you have people who go into school and train. And I think sometimes when you parents are super overstressed with, like, really big life things like finances. Am I going to lose my job? What happens if my parents get sick and they're vulnerable because they're over the age of 65? So it's really, really hard to, like, have all that going on and then also deal with your kids being upset, angry, and frustrated. And truly what we're all experiencing right now is a mass grief. And in kids and teens and young adults, that grief will predominantly show up as anger. So you have all of this going on, and now you got this angry kid, teenager, college student back home that is just absolutely making your life miserable, yelling at you, making you wish that you were anywhere but your home right now. It's really hard to want to empathize with them and validate their emotions. But really, we as young adults, kids, etc., we aren't looking for someone to be a savior. We aren't looking for someone to be our problem solver, the almighty fixer, etc. We know you can't fix our issues, and we know that you as our parents cannot stop this pandemic. We just need someone to be a listening ear for us. And we don't need someone to silver line. We just need somebody to say, it is okay. I understand why you are feeling this way. And it makes sense that you're feeling this way. Like, it is completely normal that during this time, you are angry. You are frustrated that you can't do what you want to be doing. You are really disappointed at how your time right now is playing out. And you know what? It makes sense. I hear you. It's okay. The most powerful thing we can do for anyone, not just your kids, is provide the gift of a listening ear. Not an ear that listens to give advice, but an ear that listens to understand. Just taking the time to listen, empathize, and understand the perspective of where people are coming from is the most valuable gift we can give to others, and it's the most valuable gift you can give to your kids. So during this time, we don't need somebody to be a superhero and be a fixer. We just need somebody to say, I hear you, I'm listening, what you were feeling makes sense, and it's okay. So if you are struggling with this right now, I really encourage you, next time you notice that your kid is struggling, really maybe sit down with them and ask them what they're feeling. Like, say, hey, I know you're not having a great time. I'm not having a great time. I can tell that this quarantine's been really hard on you. Like, what exactly are you feeling right now? Talk to them about that. Talk to them through that. Again, I'm going to reiterate this. We don't need an almighty fixer. We just need a listening ear. So at the end of the day, if all you can say is thank you so, so much for sharing that with me, for feeling like you can share that with me, that is all we need. We just want people to validate our emotions. And as parents, that is really what you can be doing for your teens right now. So thanks so much for listening. This was a little bit of a quick episode. If you want to find my platforms, my social work pages at Alison Wine, AlisonWine, BSW on Instagram. But also, if you want to get more marriage advice, you can follow at the Amy Wine on Instagram and Facebook. You can find her at amywine.com. There's a lot of really, really, really awesome courses coming out right now about communication in your marriage that I've been helping her out with on the back end, and they're really cool. So if you want to learn more about that and just resources to connecting with your partner during this time, that would be an amazing and valuable resource for you at amywine.com. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I wish you all the best, and I know this is a really hard time, and I know we're all sick of talking about it, but we will get through this. This is not forever, and you've come so far before, and you can get through this. All right, bye, guys. Talk to you soon.
Up our episode for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show just so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. I read each and every one of them. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this podcast episode at www.amywine.com/podcast. Don't forget to tag me on Instagram at TheAmyWine and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I will see you here again next week on Marriage on Fire.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.